basketball podcast is dead. You barely have any subscribers. You don't even make any money. Bill Simmons is way better. Stephen A. Smith is better. I'd rather drink bleach than listen to the basketball podcast. You should really just stop trying. Just give up. You should kill yourself. No, basketball podcast, we need you. The basketball podcast is a success. We love the basketball podcast. We need you, basketball podcast. Don't go, basketball podcast, please. Give us a new episode, basketball podcast. Don't ever go.
I'll never go, my child. The basketball podcast will live on. It will be better than Stephen A. Smith. And it will be better than Bill Simmons. And one day, it will be the greatest basketball podcast there ever was. Thank you for subscribing.
Folks, you're listening to the basketball podcast. That's right. We're back. We're back, baby. It's been a while. In fact, it's been so long that my inbox was flooded with spam mail. It was flooded with spam mail. There were so many Nigerian princes that emailed me in the last month saying that they had an enormous amount of money to donate to the basketball podcast. And of course, I took them up on that offer. And so I certainly want to give a shout out now to my Nigerian sponsors, the multiple Nigerian sponsors that I have. I absolutely appreciate you subscribing to the basketball podcast. We're an international podcast now, folks. I just want to thank my Nigerian sponsors for subscribing and for the enormous amount of money that you have pledged to donate directly into my bank account. I really appreciate it. The basketball podcast is really taking off because of you. In this episode, we're going to play a game. That game is guessing the league leaders for all the important statistical categories. I'm using basketballreference.com, and you can just search NBA league leaders there, and it will pull up all of the results. But what's cool about it is it doesn't actually show all of the results. It shows the number one player in each category, and then there's a button that you can click that says show number 2 through number 20. And so it's like a game. I don't know what number 2 through number 20 is, so I have to guess. So that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to guess, and you can follow along too. Let's see how smart this guy is, right? Let's see how smart this guy is. Does he even know basketball? Let's see, who's leading free throw attempts? Is it Jason Richardson? Offensive rebounds, is it Rick Smits? This guy's an idiot. Well, you know what? I might be an idiot, but this is what we're doing. You're listening to the basketball podcast. All right, so here we go. We're going to play the game, and here's how it's going to work. I'm using basketballreference.com if you want to follow along, and I'm just using the 2018-2019 NBA leaders page. And And on this page, they have a bunch of different statistical categories, and they show the league leader and the percentage or the number of that particular category. So, for example, they show points per game, and they have James Harden and 36.3. But there's a button where you can expand the list to show number 2 through number 20. I'm going to try to guess the next five players. So again, the first one is already shown for every category, but I'm going to guess 2 through 6. I'm not going to guess them in order. I just want to guess the collective 2 through 6. And I'm going to do this for 10 different categories. So we're going to do points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game, steals per game, blocks per game, free throw percentage, two-point percentage, three-point percentage, minutes per game, and turnover percentage. And we're going to see if I can get 70% on this. 70% is a passing grade. And that's all it takes for me to be a qualified basketball podcaster. And I promise you, I have not looked at these ahead of time. Like, I genuinely have not looked. I have not looked at these ahead of time. I don't know how much I can stress that. I'm going into this as cold as I possibly can. I haven't even watched basketball since the All-Star break. I'm going into this as cold as I can. I've got to get 35 answers correct, which means I have to get about 3.5 right. So, you know, every couple of questions I need to get 4 right. So here we go. Let's see. Follow along, of course, at home, folks. Play along with us in our game. Here we go. We're going to start with points per game. I'm pretty confident about this one. Points per game. Number 1 is James Harden. I'm going to guess 2 through 6. Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant are definitely up there because I've seen too many times where it's like never before or since, like, I don't remember the last time it was that two guys from the same team finished in the top 5. So I know that those two guys are up there. Joel Embiid's definitely up there because I watched the Pacers game yesterday and they were flashing his numbers. And then 2, 3. Paul George is up there. Playoff P, he's got to be up there. And I'm going to guess LeBron, because last time I checked, LeBron was getting like 27 points a game or something crazy like that, even though he's playing like 30 minutes. Here we go. 2 through 6. Oh, I got him right. Awesome. Okay, number 1, James Harden. Number 2 is Paul George. I wouldn't have put him at 2, but he's getting 28.4 points per game. Number 3, Stephen Curry. Number 4, Kevin Durant. Number 5, Joel Embiid. And number 6, LeBron James. I got 5 on that question. Awesome. There we go. I'm off to a good start. I'll give you 7 through 10 as well. So number 7 is Kawhi Leonard. 8 is Giannis. 9 is Anthony Davis. 10 is Damian Lillard. All right. Moving right along. Rebounds per game. The number 1 guy is Andre Drummond. He's the only one that I would have guessed. So... Okay. I'm going to say, I feel like DeAndre Jordan is up there, even though I don't know how many minutes he's getting in New York. But I feel like he has to be up there just because he's a rebound black hole. So DeAndre Jordan, Joel Embiid, I'm going to say Anthony Davis, Karl Anthony Towns, and I'm going to throw... I don't know how much time I should give myself. Rudy Gobert. Let's do Rudy Gobert. He's getting like 12 a game or something crazy like that. Okay, so I got 3 of them right. So here they are. Andre Drummond, Joel Embiid, DeAndre Jordan, Rudy Gobert, Giannis is 5th in the league, and then Clint Capella is 6th. 7 through 10 is Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, Hassan Whiteside, Nikola Vucevic. Fun fact, number 11 is Russell Westbrook. Westbrook is almost in the top 10 in rebounds per game this year. It's ridiculous. So I got 3 on that one. That's a bummer. All right, assists per game. Here we go. Assists per game. Number 1 is Westbrook. 2 through 6. Oh, good. Names down. I'm going to go Jokic. That dude's getting a ton of assists per game. I don't know if John Wall is going to be up there. And my concern is that John Wall is up there, but he hasn't played that many games this year. I'm going to guess Dark Horse John Wall. I'm also going to throw... Oh, gosh. I'm going to mess this one up so bad. Rondo? I don't know. Does Rondo get assists anymore in this league? He's been playing a lot of minutes, so I would expect that he has quite a few assists. I'm going to throw... No, Curry doesn't ever get assists. Oh, gosh. I'm running out of time. The clock is ticking. Chris Paul? Sure, Chris Paul. He's a good point guard. And my last pick, I am going to take... I'm going to say Doncic. That's wrong, but... Oh, no, no. I'm going to say Ben Simmons. Yeah, Ben Simmons. He's up there. All right, here we go. Assists per game. Oh, son of a... I got one right, and fortunately it was the guy I added at the very end. All right, Kyle Lowry is at 9.1 assists per game. LeBron has 8.1. Ben Simmons has 7.9. Trae Young has 7.8. So I got one on that one. Oh, God, why did I say Rondo? All right, and 6 through 10. Or wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. I didn't say number 6. Number 6 is Jrue Holiday. So I didn't get him either. 7 is Jokic. 8 is Harden. 9 is De'Aaron Fox. And 10 is Draymond Green. And Chris Paul is not on this list. John Wall is not on this list. Rondo is not on this list. And so I'm an idiot. I got one right. This is not a good start for me. All right, moving right along. Steals per game. I'm just going to blast through these, man. I don't have a clue. Paul George is number 1. Westbrook is number 2 because that was a big deal. Westbrook and Paul George are 1 and 2. I'm going to say Westbrook. I'm going to put LeBron up there because I feel like he's leading in everything. I'm going to put Giannis up there because I feel like he's also leading in everything. Anthony Davis could be up there. I'm going to put Jrue Holiday up there because he's supposed to be a fantastic defender. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, gosh. I'm going to say lockdown defender. Who's a lockdown defender in this league anymore? Draymond. I'm going to put Draymond. Shoot. I feel like Kawhi is somewhere up there. Oh, well. I'm not going to get these right anyways. Yep, Kawhi was 5th, of course. All right. Somehow James Harden is 2nd in the league with 2.1 assists. Westbrook, I got him right. Why did I say LeBron? LeBron stinks at defense. Oh, my gosh. What am I doing? LeBron is horrendous. I watch YouTube clips all the time of compilations where LeBron is just standing on defense. What is wrong with me? LeBron is obviously not even in the top 20. All right, James Harden, did not get him. Russell Westbrook, I did get him. 4th is Jimmy Butler. I wouldn't have guessed Jimmy Butler, at least in the top 5. But again, I guessed LeBron, so what the hell do I know? 5th is Kawhi Leonard, so I said Kawhi was probably going to be up there, and I didn't put him. And then 6th is Marcus Smart. So again, I got 1 correct. Steals per game. Excellent. 7 through 10, 7 is Andre Drummond. 8 is De'Aaron Fox. I was going to say De'Aaron Fox. And I got to quit going with these, old washed out veterans like LeBron. 9 is PJ Tucker. I wouldn't have guessed him. And 10 is Jrue Holiday. So Jrue Holiday is in the top 10. I probably should have made this, can I guess 5 other guys in the top 10? But whatever. I'm just going to screw this up. All right, blocks per game. Miles Turner is number 1. I did know that. I'm going to say Joel Embiid is up there. Davis, Clint Capella, because he burned me earlier. I feel like Karl Anthony Towns is up there, but he also, I'm fairly certain he's, let's just look, I'm fairly certain he's leading the league in fouls. Yeah, he is. He's leading the league in personal fouls, but I feel like he's also in the top 5 in blocks, because he's just, like, attacking people. Towns. So Embiid, Davis, Capella, Towns, and let's put Drummond up there. Maybe Drummond's getting some blocks. I don't think he gets blocks, but we'll see. All right, here we go. Blocks per game. Oh, God. All right, number 1 is Miles Turner. Number 2 is Anthony Davis. So I got that one. Number 3 is, of course, how did I not get this guy? Mitchell Robinson from the New York Knicks. Who the heck is Mitchell Robinson? Mitchell Robinson. I guess the Knicks picked up some insurance broker from Kansas City to be their starting center. Mitchell Robinson is third in the league with 2.4 blocks per game. Gobert. How did I not say Gobert? He's up there. Brooke Lopez is fifth. I wouldn't have guessed Brooke Lopez. And sixth is Hassan Whiteside, another guy I keep forgetting, Hassan Whiteside. So I got one again. At least I'm getting one name right. Here's 7 through 10. Joel Embiid, I did have him. Eighth is JaVale McGee. I wouldn't have guessed him. Ninth is Drummond. And 10th is Towns. 11th is Capella. I'm so close. I'm so close. I did the wrong game. I played the wrong game. I should have just done guess five other guys. All right, let's do free throw percentage. Number one in the league is Malcolm Brogdon at 92.7%. That's fantastic. That dude has turned out to be a pretty solid NBA player, so good for him. Two through six, I'm going to guess Steph Curry, because if I didn't, I'd be an idiot. Steve Nash, is he still in the league? No. Mark Price? No. Oh, shit. Steph... and I have no clue. James Harden. I don't think he's top five. It's probably going to be a bunch of dark. Darren Collison. No, he missed three last night. He stinks at free throws. Oh, gosh. I'm just going to throw, like, Joe Harris out there because that dude's a shooter. I don't even know if he's getting free throws. I don't know if he's ever shot a free throw. Steph, Harden, Joe Harris. This is where it gets tough, because I have no clue. Mitchell Robinson threw me off. Now I'm, like, trying to think of backup point guards. Like, is Alex Caruso up there? Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm just going to say a couple names. Let's do Chris Paul. And maybe Ben Simmons? You think Ben Simmons? No, he's not up there. Let's do Redick. That was a joke. Ben Simmons was a joke, by the way, because he's horrendous at free throws. He's still better basketball than I am. Here we go. I'm glad I put Redick up there because he is on here. Here we go. Top 10. Number one is Brogdon. Two is Steph. I did get him. Three is Damian Lillard. I should have known that because I watched a Blazers game recently and they were flashing his numbers up there. Lillard is third. Gallinari, Danilo Gallinari from the Clippers. He's shooting 90.2% from the free throw line. That's awesome. Fifth is Rodney Hood. The greatest trailblazer of all time, Rodney Hood, is fifth, and J.J. Redick is sixth. I'm glad I put J.J. Redick. I'm glad I jokingly said Ben Simmons because it reminded me that J.J. Redick is on their team. Here's 7 through 10. This is where I get screwed up. You got these dark horses on here. 7 through 10. Jeff Green is 7th. 8th is Kevin Durant. 9th is Lou Williams. And 10th is Jeremy Lamb. I never, ever would have even brought up Jeremy Lamb in this whole thing unless there was a turnover percentage. The last one, I would have brought Jeremy Lamb up there. None of these other categories I would have put Jeremy Lamb, but here he is, top 10 in free throw percentage in the league. So again, I got two that time. I'm doing better. I'm gonna have to get straight fives the rest of the way. Where am I at? Let's do some math here. 8, 9, 10, 11, 13. I've got 13 right now. If I get a straight 20 here, I'm still at 33. So there's no hope for me, but let's just keep playing. I shouldn't have even done the math. Now I'm just depressed. Here we go. 2-point field goal percentage. Number one is Rudy Gobert. I'm going to say Drummond. I'm going to say John Collins, because that dude literally only dunks the ball. Let's just say DeAndre Jordan. Let's just keep going with giant big guys that don't do anything except dunk the ball. DeAndre Jordan. I'm writing these down if you hear me enunciating. I'm writing them down so I can track who I said and who I didn't say. I don't think Embiid is up there. Capella's probably up there. And let's say Gobert is up there. That looks like five giant guys that only shoot the ball within 2 feet of the rim. That's probably... oh, Gobert's number one. Idiot. I can't guess Gobert. Of course Gobert is number one. Drummond, Collins, DeAndre Jordan, Capella, and who's a giant guy that only dunks the ball? Who am I missing? Who's that guy that only dunks the ball? There's got to be one. There's got to be one giant man that I'm missing. Let's say Steven Adams. The guy cleans up a lot of boards. Probably going to be like Willie Cauley-Stein or something. Oh, Okay, here we go. DeAndre Jordan is number two, so I got him right. Three is Giannis. That's crazy. Giannis is shooting 63.7% on two-pointers. You know, it's basically him dunking the ball. That's awesome. Fourth is Derek Favors. Wouldn't have guessed him. Fifth is Capella. And sixth, this is a good one. I wish I'd gotten this one because I would have felt really good if I got this one. Jarrett Allen is sixth. He's playing wonderfully this year. Seventh through 10, Montrezl Harrell. Would not have guessed him. JaVale McGee, also wouldn't have guessed him. Brooke Lopez, obviously wouldn't have guessed him. And 10th is John Collins. So I feel like I should get a bonus point if I get him in the top 10. Oh, well. Adams, Drummond. Those guys aren't even on. Steven Adams is 12th. Okay. Drummond isn't even up there. Oh, Sabonis? I didn't even say Sabonis. I feel like a bad Pacers fan now. All right. 3-point field goal percentage. I got to wrap this up. I'm at 16 minutes already. 3-point field goal percentage. Here we go. I'm going to guess, well, Joe Harris is number one, obviously. I'm going to guess Steph. Buddy Hield, I know he's on there. You know what? I'm going to guess Gallinari because that dude has been shooting good free throws. Oh, I'm going to guess Brogdon, too, because that dude's been shooting pretty good. Brogdon. Gallinari. And I want to say Redick. I want to say Redick, but I saw somewhere that Danny Green was shooting like 43% from three or something. So I'm going to say Danny Green is up there. I was watching some weird interview with him and Jeremy Lin, and it was talking about Danny Green shooting. It's talking about mechanics. So I think he's up there. I hope he's up there. All right, here we go. Oh, I got three. Okay, well, there's a couple of guys I wouldn't have guessed, but okay. So I got three. That's good. What did I get last time? I got two last time. No, I got one last time, right? I got two last time. Okay. Yep, sorry. I'm just trying to make sure I keep track. All right, I got three. Yes, I got three. I'm back on track. Joe Harris is number one. Number two is Davis Bertans from the Spurs, shooting 46% from three. Third is Steph Curry, so I got him. Fourth is Buddy Hield, so I got him. Steph, Buddy Hield. Fifth is Danny Green, so I got him. And sixth is Etuan Moore. I would not have guessed him. 43% from three. That's awesome. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I did not get three. I did not get Stephen Curry. Let me back up a minute. Apparently, he has a younger brother. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Seth Curry. And so I instinctively just assumed that when I saw Curry up there, it was Seth Curry. But my God, Seth Curry is shooting a better 3-point percentage than Steph Curry. That's right, folks. Seth Curry is a better 3-point shooter than Steph Curry. You heard it first on the basketball podcast. So let me step back. Joe Harris, Bertans, Seth Curry, not Steph Curry. Buddy Hield, Danny Green, and Etuan Moore. 7 through 10 is DJ Augustine. I didn't even know he was still in the league. Good for him. 8th is Stephen Curry. 9 is Bojan Bogdanović from Indiana. And 10th is Gallinari. So again, I had another guy that was... I had two other guys that were in the top 10. I should have just made this the top 10. Whatever. I'll just redo all this anyways. Just kidding. Here we go. Minutes per game. Oh, this one's going to be awful. All right. Bradley Beal is the first. I'm glad he's first because I wouldn't have guessed him. I'm definitely going to go with Harden because that dude's been playing a ton of minutes. I would have said Jimmy Butler if he was still playing for the Timberwolves. I feel like I should... No, no, because they have a new coach. If Tom Thibodeau was still coaching, I would have guessed the starting five of the Timberwolves. All right. I am going to guess Westbrook and George because I know that they play those guys basically the whole game. And I'm going to go... I don't think any of the Warriors are on there. I want to say LeBron, but I know that they've scaled. I'm going to say LeBron because I feel like he's on there. Harden, George, Westbrook, James, and... With the Wiz... No. I literally have no idea. I'm going to say Damian Lillard because I feel like he plays every game, all game. All right, here we go. Top 10 minutes per game. I did better. Let me double check. I did get three that time. There's no fake James Hardens or anything. All right, here we go. Top 10. Bradley Beal, James Harden, Paul George, Drew Holiday is fourth, Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin is sixth. That's a good one. 7 through 10, Damian Lillard. There's Lillard. 8th is Durant. 9th is LeBron. And 10th is the great Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza is 10th in the league. All right, we're on the last one. Here we go. I originally had the turnover percentage on here, but I realized that turnover percentage is who is committing the least turnovers. And that's going to be like the league leader is Langston Galloway, right? I didn't even know that dude was still in the league. So there's no way I'm going to get any of those right. And it's no fun for me to even try to guess. Like, here's the top 10 for that one. I'll just say it. Langston Galloway, Justin Jackson, Marvin Williams, Malik Beasley, Rodney Hood, Monte Morris, Jeremy Grant, Landry Shamet, and TJ Warren, and Damian Dotson. Those 10 I would have never guessed to have had the least amount of turnovers per game. Like, I would have guessed the top 5, but yeah, there's no way I would get that one right. So now I gotta find something else to evaluate. I was really hoping... Here, turnovers. We'll just do total turnovers. That's basically like turnovers per game. League leaders in turnovers. James Harden is number one, and I would have guessed him in the top 5, top 6. So here we go. 6 through 10. I'm going to guess Westbrook is up there because he is notorious for turning the ball over. I'm going to guess Luka Doncic is up there because I watched a Mavs game where he, Mavs versus Pacers, and he turned the ball over 3 plays in a row. He's got to be turning the ball over a ton. I'm also going to guess DeAndre Ayton because I heard like at the beginning of the year that he was having trouble with turnovers. So I feel like he hasn't fixed that. Trae Young, I'm also going to add because he's a rookie point guard who is ball dominant, so I'm just going to say Trae Young. Westbrook, Doncic, DeAndre Ayton, Trae Young. Who is my fifth? Who turns the ball over all the time? Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I have no clue. I want to say Lonzo Ball just because I don't like Lonzo Ball. Here we go. Ah, man. Well, there was one guy that was kind of in my head that I was going to guess, but I didn't. All right, here we go. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, I got him. Trae Young, got him. Ben Simmons, ball-dominant point guard. Giannis is up there, fifth. And Blake Griffin rounds out the top 6. And then 7 through 10, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Luka Doncic, so I would have got him. And Nikola Jokic is up there. At 205. So there you have it. I got 2 on that one. Here we go. Here's my grand total. 9, 10, 11, 13, 15, 17, 20. I got 22 out of 50. That means I did, what, like 60? Not even. Oh my gosh. I didn't even get 50%. 44%, folks, you're listening to the Basketball Podcast, the best podcast in the world. This guy knows his stuff, folks. He knows all of the league leaders. He knows all the league leaders because he just flunked this test. Oh my gosh, that was atrocious. 22 out of 50. I hope you did better than I did. Folks, it's time for the mailbag. We've got 3 great questions for our mailbag today. The first one, this is a great one. Should the Celtics have traded Kyrie at the trade deadline? Should the Celtics have traded him at the trade deadline? It's honestly a valid question in my opinion because basically what the Celtics are looking at right now is they're going to try to re-sign Kyrie and they're going to trade basically everything that they have for Anthony Davis. And I don't know if I really like that approach. I mean, I would really like to see Kyrie and Anthony Davis on the same team. And they're both really good friends, so it might work out. But I really, really do like Jason Tatum. He was much, I think he was better last year than he has been this year. But there are so many just players on that team that are ball dominant. It just might not give him really the chance to be as great as he could be. They could really be missing out if they trade away Jason Tatum. But I get it. Davis is a phenomenal franchise type player right now, and he's only 26. So I think either way they go, it's fine. But I would have traded him for the sole reason that he's just not mentally stable. I mean, this guy thought that the earth was flat. He was a flat earther, folks. That's a red alarm. Like, that's a red signal right there. I still stand by the statement that I've made multiple times that the Warriors should have traded Draymond Green as soon as he had his Snapchat snafu. I mean, they should have gotten rid of that dude. You can't unsee that, folks. I don't care how many championships they win with him on the roster. Ugh. You gotta get rid of these guys that are just, you know, doing crazy stuff. Flat Earth Kyrie? I don't like it. Untucked Kyrie, that's a good one. But Flat Earth Kyrie? Come on. Should have traded that guy a long time ago. Second question. Player to start a franchise under 25. Which player would you choose to start a franchise under 25? And I'm going to throw a dark horse out there. All you guys are probably out there thinking, oh, Giannis. Oh, it's got to be Giannis. Oh, maybe even Doncic. Some of you Hawks fans, you might be saying, Trae Young. But I'm going to choose a different Hawk. I'm going to go Kevin Huerter. And here's why, because the franchise that I'm going to start is not an NBA franchise. No, no, no. I'm going to start a Papa John's franchise, and Kevin Huerter is going to be the face of my franchise. And we are going to sell more pizzas than any Papa John's before. That's right. I'm choosing Kevin Huerter as my franchise Papa John's manager. Next question. This is my favorite one. How do you feel about LeBron missing the playoffs? I'll tell you how I feel. I've spent quite a bit of time thinking about this and just basking in this. Just, oh, I love it. It fuels me to know that LeBron is going to miss the playoffs. I love it. I have a personal vendetta against LeBron James, thank you very much, because he's knocked my Indiana Pacers out of the playoffs for like the last 7 years. I don't enjoy LeBron James being in the playoffs, and I'm excited to see him gone from the playoffs. And that actually wraps up this episode, because I'm going to, as an outro, I'm going to play a tribute to LeBron missing the playoffs. That's right, folks. A tribute to LeBron missing the playoffs. Thank you, folks, for listening. Here's that tribute. We'll see you again on the next episode.
With the pieces in place so far, can the Lakers compete for a chip?
Why not?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost.
I said what I said, I meant what I meant, damn it. The Los Angeles Lakers will beat any team they face within the Western Conference. Unless you go against Golden State beforehand, you will meet them in the conference finals. Well, guess what? I ain't wrong yet, and I ain't gonna be wrong.